Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on hero.co.
Woo!
Oh my god!
Welcome to the podcast. Feeling good. We slept for 6 hours straight last night.
I think it was more like five, but five still will take and a half? It. I'll take it. Yeah, I woke
up. Half's good, right?
It really is. I woke up to feed when Miles woke up and I had to feed him. I woke up and thought, "Oh my gosh, I don't feel like death." That's awesome. Yeah.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Like your little overalls.
Thank you. I'm really a fan of overalls right now because of this front pocket. I can put my phone in there and then I don't lose it.
You're talking about your front what? Your FUPA?
Excuse you?
Oh my gosh, you're talking about the overall? No, you bring that up all the time.
What?
I say you look amazing.
I've never said I have a FUPA.
You say that every day, I thought.
I haven't spoken that word in 10 years. I don't.
What a gross word. That's so gross.
There's a fly
in my front
here.
Pocket. We, among other things in our life, we have a fly infestation. I can't
and
talk either.
It's not.
I mean, we've
because
killed.
Because our house is gross. It is not. It's not.
Over 200 flies we've killed in the last week.
They're coming from your office.
They might be. But why is that my fault? There's a bathroom in my office. I'm just washing my hands in there. What do you think I'm doing in there?
I think it's because we didn't run that shower like ever.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. There's always something. I went down to my office. We go, where's there flies everywhere? And I flushed the toilet in the basement office and stuff came up the bathtub. And I mean like stuff.
And I'm confused.
And immediately, like, emergency called a plumber came over, and he's just like, "Yeah, it's fine, and it's been fine."
I don't.
And then there's flies. We go, "What? We live in a sewer. What's happening in our lives? Disgusting." But, and then I'll tell. And then I call pest control. Don't get me started on the pest control companies. We got to talk about that more. We got to talk about that. We got our correct opinions, of course. We're gonna do another TikTok trend segment.
I did my first fantasy football draft.
We got a lot to talk about. So give us 5 stars. Thanks for all the love. Share it with a friend. You know, I bet you know a mom who is like never interacts with you like adults. We could be them. Send her like this or yeah. Thanks for love. Let's do this. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Eva had a blowout yesterday, which like hasn't happened in a very long time. And I feel like I need to like switch the diapers. I'm really particular about the diapers. I want them to be non-toxic. I want them to actually work.
It's one of our, I think it's one of the things we can speak to now with three children. Tell me I'm exaggerating. Between three kids, we're only 2 months into the third, but we've had less than 10 blowouts between the three kids.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So if you're having a bunch of blowouts, you got your diapers jacked up, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta get the right size and the right kind.
Yes.
New sponsor alert. Mm-hmm. Tell them about it. These been working good?
Freestyle diapers and wipes.
You've been impressed?
Yes. And you know, a weird little thing about the wipes that I like is instead of pulling the tab up to open it, you press a button down.
That's
and it
actually
pops open.
It's crazy how much more I like that.
Yeah.
Chaos. You go, psh,
yeah.
Rather than you snap this thing back,
yes.
Irritating.
Yes. So
think of everything at Freestyle.
Small thing. And they're non-toxic, super absorbent.
Up to 14 times better absorption, to be exact.
There you go. I mean, they're really soft. Like you can tell the difference between like a soft diaper and like a kind of hard, you know,
Yep.
Crunchy says, diaper.
Lab tested, free of 1,500 plus chemicals of concern, including PFAs, BPAs, and phthalates. Is that how I say that? I figured you know what those are.
Phthalates?
Phthalates.
Phthalates?
Bad stuff, and it's not in it. They've got a stretchy back panel, lets the whole diaper flex and contour with your baby, premium performance, skin-conscious materials, thoughtful design at a better price. Check them out, y'all, for our parents out there, or send it to the parents you know in your life. Head to freestyle.world/correctopinions and use code correctopinions to get 30% off of, what does that say?
Your first 3 months. It's a subscription, so they can show, they come up to your door, which is honestly huge. The amount of times I've had to be like, oh my gosh, we're out of diapers. Like, we're going to have to make an emergency run.
You forget it. It's one less thing on the mental load.
Yes.
Ease the mental load with Freestyle and your baby's load. Get 30% off your first 3 months, okay? Freestyle.world/correctopinions with code correctopinions, all one word. That's a full month of premium diapers delivered to your door for just $49 a month for your first 3 months. You know, here on this podcast, we get sponsors that help your life, okay? So when you're listening, listen, you have a gift to give someone? I got an idea for you. Gift giving is brutal as an adult. Everyone's busy. You're busy. You want to do it.
Right.
So we have a and you don't want to use someone junk. They just throw it away or don't use it. So how about something fun that they'll make them smile?
And it's personalized.
Personalized. Like we have, look right here. We got correct opinion socks made. You got to wear socks. Everyone needs socks. Might as well make them fun. And it's not just socks, people. Okay. Whatever your occasion is. You know, don't just get a gift card or, you know, something off a shelf. Use Zazzle you can customize a ton of stuff.
Tote bag, a phone case, stuff that they're actually going to use, but it's personalized.
Over 30 million customers have trusted Zazzle with their most important gift. So right now, save 25% on your first order at Zazzle.com. That's 25% savings on your first order, at Zazzle.com. Z-A-Z-Z-L-E. Go make something amazing. Zazzle.com.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread, see nutrition facts on hero.co.
There's a fly in the studio. There's a fly. I'm starting the compounding effects of 2 months of three kids now. Remember a few episodes ago where I go, three kids is not as bad as everyone made it seem. It's worse than they told me. And because you do this thing where you're like, I'm in it. I just know these next few weeks with the newborn is going to be crazy and then we'll get past it. But then you get past that and you realize, we have three kids forever.
Yes.
It's starting to set in. I go, when do we get a break? Never.
Probably when, I feel like when Miles starts sleeping through the night, we'll be in a much better place.
I get it now. Our kids are mostly great. It's just everything's compounding. And then you get the toddlers where they're so cute and fun. But then he's three and are starting to see how, and she's approaching two and all the things. Yesterday morning, our routine is you get up with the baby while I sleep through the night. I get up with toddlers, let you sleep another hour or two. And so I take him outside yesterday morning, and we'd seen a caterpillar the day before. Eva, our daughter, goes, where's the caterpillar? I go, you know, it's like, I can't even describe, like, of course it's not here. You're like, oh, he went back to his caterpillar mom and daddy. And you go, I went caterpillar. And then you go, I can't even describe. She's like, let's find it. She's like, come down. Holding my hand, we're walking through the yard. Find caterpillar. I can't even describe. Number one, I know the caterpillar is gone because they killed it with bubbles. They were dousing it with their bubble wand. And then the caterpillar writhed like this and then stopped moving completely. And they go, why is he not moving? I go, he's taking a nap. I go, you just murdered him in broad daylight.
Thomas did say.
It writhed in pain and then stopped moving. I was like, oh my gosh.
Thomas
did
say.
He's taking a nap.
He said, I gave the caterpillar a bubble bath, but I don't think he liked it.
I don't think he liked it. Yeah. Drowning and to death. Yeah, that you're just so close to breaking my daughter. Where's the caterpillar? I want to be like, well, you murdered him, and then he was eaten by a possum. That's what I said to her. It was 6:45 in the morning. I said all that.
No, you didn't. Oh my gosh, driving home the other day.
And she goes, squirrel. She goes, I hold squirrel.
I want to hold the squirrel. She wants to hold everything that's like little and cute.
Anything that's little and cute,
she goes, in hand.
And I go, well, you can't hold a squirrel. Why? You'll get rabies. Which I think the 50-50, you already have it.
I was driving home, speaking of animals like that, and I drove past this like horde of raccoons in someone's front yard.
What?
Yes, it was like five raccoons.
Where do these people live? It was flies and sewage and raccoons.
It was a nice neighborhood, and it like scared me. I was just there sitting by this road, and there was like five of them together. I was like, what are you guys supposed to do?
I think this is some psychosis you're going through or something. It might be. And well, because then this morning we're sitting there, and this morning was a uniquely special treat where, again, if anyone knows, you wake up your kid 50-50 if they're just like, hey, good morning, dad, or I went 2 for 2 this morning, screaming, crying, no daddy, mommy. I go, mommy's not, we do. Ugh. And then she sat her down and she had her little stuffed baby doll and a fly kept laying on the baby and she was beside herself. I watched a funny video the other day. Not funny. It was funny to me. Like an Instagram influencer, like super motivational, super dead serious. Like I've noticed that the first hour of my day sets the tone for the whole day. It's just so important. And it's important. And y'all listen to me. You can't let anyone, that first hour of the day is for you. And you need, here's what I do. I get up and I do my skincare and I meditate and I need that. I notice if without that, my day is just no good.
They don't have kids.
You go, what? I'm having a breakdown live on the podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
It's just so funny how different I used to think that, and I just didn't use just. Remember we did a Bible study recently, like before we were parents, like a Sabbath's important. You got to make sure you do nothing for a day.
Yeah.
You go, what are we doing? I had a nice gig. I went out of town. Uh-huh. Even the gigs aren't, you think that was a break? But I go sleep deprived.
Yeah.
I travel as little as possible to not be away. And then I have to get up and drive home. And I come back the same tired.
That's but bummer. I told you could sleep in.
Did you? Yeah. Till when? Tell the audience.
Till 8.
No. She said I was required to leave by 8 and I could sleep till 8. I go, well, walk me through that. And she's like, bye, love you. So I did.
You could sleep till 7:50 and roll out of bed.
7:45, I snoozed, passed right back out, woke up at 7:54, and I was on the road by 8:05. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Beautiful show, everything. But we're good. Everything's good. Everything's great. And
I don't know if you guys know this story. It's a little dramatic. So
that's like that's just the best when all your kids are doing the weird. The stuff that blows your mind, and then you're just like, but that's what it's you. We're just made ourselves.
Yeah, I feel like whenever Thomas is like being dramatic about something and you're like getting frustrated, I'm just like, he's just being you.
That's what's so sick and twisted and humbling and amazing about being a parent. You're like, dude, yeah, I'm like, this is driving me nuts, but it is. We made me. I don't know what else. Yeah. We did our little Bible study where we have. Like babysitters watch our kids, and Tom, I dropped him down there. You know, every kid cries maybe a minute. Some don't cry at all. Thomas cried for 30 minutes. There's no quit in this boy. And then you go, you would do that. I go, gosh. And it's a great quality that's going to serve him well in many ways.
It will.
But it really irritated me Sunday. Well, didn't it know what irritated me? It was like, no, I don't care. He needs to figure it out. But then you just can't help but care. It's your child crying.
Yeah.
So then that bothers me. You go, gosh.
Why do I care about my kids?
Why do I care about my kids so much? Wow, I'm trying not to. But thank you for everyone who came out to Alma, Arkansas. That was a fun little gig. Like, really cool. You drive in middle of nowhere, Arkansas. And you're driving. So I learned this town. It was once the spinach capital of America. So a classic American story. Oh. Bustling, cute little middle of nowhere town. Factory leaves. It's desolate. It's abandoned. I was down this cute little downtown strip. Abandoned buildings. I'm like, what? Where am I? And then you turn the corner. Like state-of-the-art Friday night lights. Football stadium, high school.
That adds up.
And then next to it, a beautiful theater. And it was awesome. They had lost bad the night before to the crosstown rivals.
Man.
Yeah, but...
Sounds like they support the arts, too, though, with it.
They sure do. They have a very... They really, like, try to bring in... It's some, like, cool... A lot of Broadway shows, like, make stops through there and stuff. And they've got... And the small-town venues, the theaters. Like, I played Wabash, Indiana. I'm still saying that wrong, I think. You know, what's that? I don't know. It's a town of 1,000 people. Pretty little theater, and everyone comes. They're always a 10 out of 10. Like, I was a little nervous, and now I just trust the small towns. It's like, they care. They welcomed me. I met everyone who worked there. They gave me a tour of the place. This is Chuck. He works up at the front. And the sound was on point. Can I get this? That perfect. You know, you play Seattle. I walk in. They go, who are you?
Yeah.
I go, my face is on the screen. Can I come in, please? They're like, I've never heard of you. Yeah. I go, okay, what are we doing?
That is pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's, and then you're like, can we get a little less feedback on the monitor? They're like, whatever, man. I'm like, isn't this your job? There. They go, whatever you need, sir. We'll go out and get your food.
Yeah. Did you have any good food?
At a small town, classic. It was either fast food or Mexican. So we went to a Mexican spot. Remind me of my childhood. We'd always, you know, those really like hole in the wall, definitely run by a Mexican family. Mm-hmm. And it's like the, you know, the inside is like super colorful and has the weird like booths with like ceramic Mexican art all over it. And, and the food's just great. And the service is great. We did one of those. No ice cold beers though. Dry County.
Oh yeah, you told me that. That's so interesting. How many dry counties are there in America?
I saw this week actually.
Oh,
I know Arkansas in particular, because I saw a weird graphic where it's like most bars in America. Who has the most bars in America? If you knew ball, you knew this. Wisconsin, North Dakota.
Oh.
They love their, it makes sense. It's funny. It's so cold.
It does make sense. But then
Arkansas, a couple of these ultra conservative places like, so Arkansas in particular has a bunch of dry counties. It's just fascinating.
Oh, interesting.
So really the only state besides what does it look like New Mexico has a bunch, which is interesting.
This is Arizona. And it's,
oh, that's Arizona. Sorry. That's Mormon.
It's tribal land.
I'm shocked Utah or, Utah doesn't really have any. They have
dry towns.
Dry towns. Yep, that's right. So really just Arkansas in particular. Yeah, fascinating. I just never had, you know, go, oh, I'm with my boys. Let's grab like a cold beer before the show.
Yeah.
And I stopped in a gas station. I was like, oh, okay, maybe there are laws here. Don't get. And then we went to a restaurant like, no. And then we asked around like, no, there's no. Go, oh. So I canceled the show.
Oh, wow.
And then we ended the show at Chili's after, because that was the only option, a town over. And dude, we're going to Chili's more often.
Yes.
They've really bounced back as an organization. I don't know if they got some new leadership or something. And also when you're in a small town Chili's, when it's the only option, they're focused on it.
Yeah.
It was busy, great service. The food was hot and fresh, and they cook real food back there, and they bring it. Like, you can tell they're taking out real food, cooking it, and bringing it to you.
It's like cheaper than McDonald's now, too.
Yeah, it's honestly comparable. I had a giant platter. I couldn't resist. I'm trying to be healthy, but I was very hungry. And the honey chipotle chicken crispers. That sauce is special. And it was like five huge tenders, side salad, big old serving of broccoli, like $15.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm feeling good. My sleeping pills are wearing off and I'm coming back to life.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were going to do our ritual of drop the kids off at the daycare thing, school, whatever you want to call it. And then we grab a coffee. But you said we got to get back because of the third one. I go, oh, yeah, the third one.
Yeah.
Dude, do you ever have a moment where you forget one?
No, I don't.
I'm so terrified of that.
Dude, isn't it terrifying?
I mean, I
like,
do.
Not really, really. But like, oh, I got the kids out in the morning. It's 1-on-3. And I have this nice routine where I set up a baby I put up the hatch in a car in our garage and put him in the back trunk because he can't be trusted on the ground. They'll assault him. And then they were so running around, Counterpillar, Thomas, Daddy, I'm running. And then for a few minutes they go, oh yeah, there's a
baby in there.
Baby over there. I mean, he's just sleeping, but you're like, but I didn't like that. I go, God, we have so many.
I did. I haven't done that like when I'm awake, but I feel like when I've taking a nap in the middle of the day, you know, one of those where you pretty much die and come back to life. And Miles was out with you or whoever, I don't know, it was Tori or somebody. And so he wasn't in the bed next to me. And I woke up and my first thought was, where did I leave him? Oh my gosh. Oh. Like, I thought I had like put him down somewhere and just like fallen asleep.
You start to understand more and more the whole, like, we kind of like, oh, like, oh my gosh, we left one kid back at Target.
I don't think that's...
No, I mean like you, like for a moment. I'm not talking about for like 30 minutes. Yeah. It's like you're walking out of the store and you're like, oh, but Derek, have you ever forgotten one? For like a moment?
I really don't think so.
Good dad.
And I do always try to like break the routine when they're in the car of like not have the same thing. So I'm not in a flow of...
Mm-hmm. You do have to start counting. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. You got to start... How's fantasy football draft? How'd you do?
I think I did fine. I don't really know.
I did. I reviewed when we got home. I helped you. I went ahead and picked up a player, dropped one. You picked up a guy who was on the pup list.
What's the pup list?
Physically unable to perform is the acronym, PUP.
Oh. Okay.
Physically unable to perform.
Okay.
See why that's funny?
Uh-huh.
He can't play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I fixed you up.
You did? Who was that? Who did I pick?
It doesn't matter. It was one of those late rounds. Who cares? And I did. I was on the phone helping her. At first I was like, this is going to be really fun to like help you do it. I like fantasy football. And boy, I was trying to enjoy myself at home for a moment. I helped you with the first few picks. And I go, you got it. I go, you got it. Just draft a quarterback and don't pick Josh Jacobs. Mm-hmm. No one. I don't know. Someone
actually,
did late. Cause he beat the tar off his girlfriend and can't play.
Actually,
it's a common thing in the NFL. You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it.
yeah. I felt pretty like,
don't try to beat his girlfriend.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a few times this episode, Trey, just so you know.
If you're wondering why I'm not talking, I actually felt really knowledgeable when someone was like, what's going on with him? Why is nobody picking him? I was like, oh, let me tell you why. And it made me look like I did care a little bit. So it's good.
Mm-hmm. How would you tell?
What do you mean?
What'd you tell him?
I said that he is, he's gonna go to jail or charged or something. I don't know, and nice. That he was in domestic violence. So don't pick him. He was in it. Yeah. He was in domestic violence.
Yeah.
That's,
you do, yeah. That's one thing to do it, but to be in it, that's a lot.
Yeah. So that was good. So yeah, I have a team now. I haven't looked at it since. I don't even know when the first game would be. But I did see that my first game on there, I have with a I'm supposed to win. The projection is that I'm supposed to win.
Let's go.
So
it is fun. Derek, you'd love it. seeing what a girl's draft is, like, you know, these girls do the research, whatnot, but they're all, there's just a handful of picks where like that was, there's not a guy's league in the world where that would happen, but that's funny. It's cute.
Any picks based off emotion? Did we get?
She took Travis Kelce pretty early in the draft. I'll just go ahead and be honest.
At some point when you said, okay, I'm not giving you any more suggestions, I was like, all right, I'm just going to pick some names I know.
It was funny. And of course you did, but I go, all right, I'm done here. I helped you a bit. Just make sure you get a quarterback, a tight end, and like a kicker. And of course in my head I'm thinking, like, you know, at some point in the next three rounds she went quarterback, tight end, kicker, and she picked Will Lutz because she knows him personally. Picked Travis Kelce, heard of him obviously. Picked someone else you were familiar with. Justin Herbert?
No.
Oh, you don't, because he's marrying Madison Beer. So I thought maybe that's why you did that.
Did I pick him?
Yeah. Oh. He could have a great year.
Wow, great.
But you did pick kind of a lot of the pop culture guys.
Oh.
That's fun.
Of course I did. Why else? Why not?
And I meant picking off of vibe, not emotion. That sounded extremely sexist.
Did you? Did, yeah.
Were you emotional at the fantasy football draft?
How many girls cried? Did anyone ever get made fun of?
For...
The difference. Oh, it's terrifying to draft with a bunch of guys. You know you're just going to take a pick and everyone goes... Wow, really? Wow, we're going to pick him?
I mean, there was a little... Because one girl kind of, I feel like, actually has like more of a strategy. And so there is kind of like a... Whoa, did you change up your strategy? What are you doing? I'm like, what? How do you even... Can you tell that? I don't.
That's what's her strategy?
I have no idea.
Well, it should be fun.
Yeah.
Let's get some correct opinions.
Okay.
Shall we? Go ahead. I won't cut you off one more time.
Thank you so much. My correct opinion is I think we should start making TV shows even more unrealistic. We're watching a show right now. And I used to be really annoyed by like shows kind of doing something that I'm like, this wouldn't happen. This doesn't make sense. And now I'm a little bit like, I'm intrigued because I'm like, how did someone think this was okay? And they put this out on a show and they're like, yeah, that makes sense. That's good. And so now I want to keep watching because I'm like, are they ever going to address how unrealistic this is?
What, just how hot everyone is?
Well, that is a good point. Yeah. How hot everyone is in like a small random town.
That's the best. Ransom Canyon.
Yeah, that's what we're watching.
Whispers episode. And the head policeman looks like a model. Some other guy working on the ranch looks like a model. They get shirtless.
Of course.
It's the best.
But yeah, it's like a super tragic start of the show. I don't want to like spoil it for people, but it's like, two people die, you're like, how, what? And then just like a little, I don't know, there's just like character development, like people that I'm like, if that just happened, those people would be mad at each other. And they're just like sitting there happy together. I'm like, something wasn't thought through here. And what I think it boils down to is I think every show needs like a mom or at least a woman to really dissect the emotions of it.
The script.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like a mom brings that good. Like we've watched shows before where I was like, a mom would never do that.
That's a good point. You kind of need to run. There should be probably be more normalized to like run. Just the last thing, you're building a business, you're writing this, you're doing something. Just run it by someone's mom as a last step.
Yeah. You know, I mean.
Any war movie has like a military guy come on as a consultant.
Exactly.
I could see that.
Any rom-com drama type of show, you'll run it by a mom. She goes, no, well, he provided the card that the son dies in, so they would not be speaking.
Yeah.
You know, we got to rewrite the whole show.
Yeah.
That was the best. You single-handedly ruined the one show. What was it? Where?
That's what I was talking about. The one where the mom was the.
What was that show?
I don't know the name of it. She was a policeman and she
hurt. She was a policeman.
She was a police woman.
Well,
police and them. Her like child's father was like an abusive dad, and she was like putting herself, like she was like in a role where she was getting, being held at gunpoint like multiple times throughout the show. And you're like, I just don't know if a mom would make that choice to like possibly die almost every day where their child would go to an abusive father.
No, it just ruined the show for me. Oh yeah, absolutely not.
Have you heard about the hospital on Grey's Anatomy? That should have been shut down way long ago, but that one kept going.
Wait, what?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
That hospital should not have existed.
Yeah, I mean.
Constantly terrorist attacks. And,
well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, shows like that. One Tree Hill. You guys ever dive into that?
I actually haven't.
By the end of that, they're like started to they like ran out of drama, so they're like, yeah, he killed her. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're they're starting to kill each other.
It's Friday Night Lights too.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Every show they do, it's like, okay, a little drama in the town. They go season 7, they're gonna start shooting each other.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Whoa.
Or like all of a sudden there's like something like mythical that happens. You're like, okay, yeah, this was not
Lost.
Like
the show rules. You're like, we're gonna go ahead and put black spirits on the island. You know, well. Oh, The Pit is what we were gonna. We started watching. That's, we can't even remember what we watched. That was fun for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that you. I thought you really didn't like medical stuff. I was kind of surprised you wanted to watch that.
What do you mean I don't like medical stuff? Like I don't believe in the system?
Like you're a little squeamish.
This is what she does. She get the little Georgia Tech comes out on her every now and then. Her and her people, like, oh, we're all doctors and like engineers and like. Don't do that. And I don't, while we're watching, I said, I'd be a sick doctor. I go, should I be a doctor in another life?
He said, should I be like a surgeon later in life? And I said, I don't think surgeon is for you, to be honest.
She said that to me.
I did, because you have to be patient and very attentive to detail as a surgeon. And you are a lot of things, but those things
A lot of spouses would be like, I believe you can do anything you put your mind to.
I then said, I think you could be an ER doctor.
I want to be a surgeon. No, neurosurgeon.
You cannot.
Okay.
You cannot.
Remember an argument we had a few years ago? We were having this kind of debate, and there was a flip. You're like, we should like promote it. We could do anything. And somehow we got on the top of you getting into Harvard. Do you remember this? It was like a fight. And I go, but now you could never get into Harvard. And you're like, we shouldn't be doing that. We should like, if you dream it, you can do it. And I go, no, you could. Try to get into Harvard. There's no way. We had this. You don't remember that?
Not really.
That's how we roll, man.
No.
Georgia Tech, though.
Mm-hmm. It's voted the number one.
Harvard stuff.
Public school. I couldn't get it. For your money, something or another.
Oh. Best bang for your buck.
Yeah. I think I saw that. I think that's what they called it. Yeah.
My correct opinion is being a dad isn't fun. It isn't always fun. It's so much fun sometimes, but not always. And I'm saying this because I feel like I'm starting to really, I felt guilty for a long time because you hear people, they go, bam, I'm being a dad. I look forward to being a dad every moment of every day. Being a dad is the most meaningful thing I've ever done in my life. It's the most purpose. I've never woken up like, what am I supposed to do today? I feel fulfilled. I feel purpose. I feel so satisfied and content, but it's not always fun. And I just think sometimes, especially new dads, you need to hear that. Because there's days I'm like, what? I got to be honest. Today, I'm just kind of looking at the clock. Like, when's bedtime? Like, am I a monster? That right now being dad, it's like, I'm not having a blast right now. And because I saw this report come out, they're like, that across whatever study, blah, 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 however they do it, across like parents and non-parents, they said non-parents reported more enjoyment and fun out of life. But parents, you know, by however, 10x, like purpose, meaning, fulfillment,
yeah.
Satisfaction with life. And that is, it's like, yeah, I'd have more fun never working out. Working out sucks, right. But wow. Glad I did it. Feel good.
Yeah.
And that Peyton Parent's like the ultimate example of that. And so that's my correct opinion.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your feelings.
I've had the same thought of like, you know, looking forward to bedtime, and then right when they get down, like 10 minutes later, I'm like, I'm bored. Can they come out and play? Like,
yeah.
Or you're like looking at pictures of them and videos of them.
Like I said, even at the thing, I go, I can't wait to get to this spousal study. I'm going to drop them with these babysitters. They play with their friends and I can like take a moment. I drop down there, they're crying. And I'm like, for 2 seconds, I'm like, I don't care. I don't. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, they're probably down there just wondering where their daddy is. Should I go get him? Should I go? And you learned as a parent, that's good for him. You know, like early on, we went to some little thing with Thomas. A little, it was like
a music thing,
little like toddler music with the parents. He was a year old or something doing music. Yeah. And he just was shy. He's shy. And he immediately just cried. I go, Katie, let's go get our things.
That was the most shocking That was the most shocking thing that I've ever seen you do, to be honest. You immediately were like, he needs to leave. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're going to toughen him up.
It's because I was shy and I was like, I created a boy that's shy like me. And he was just like, I don't want to be here. I'm shy. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And they're like, oh, we're going to have to force him to do this repeatedly for 20 years. Can't wait. Great.
It is funny when.
That's what we have to do.
I didn't go to small group because I stayed home with Miles. And like when they came home, it is funny to hear their report. They were like, mommy, hi. And I was like, how was Bible study? Eva goes, I cry. Tom and Nick and me cry. We cry.
They're like reporting it excited. He's like, yeah, we cried a lot.
Yeah.
You're standing right by each other just crying for a long time. Yeah. You okay?
I was looking at something this morning, Trey, and I wanted to ask if you think this is a good idea. I was wondering because fall's coming up and I want to like decorate it cute for fall.
What stuff we already have?
Can I pay someone to decorate our porch?
No. I've noticed.
There was a special. It was on sale.
You were doing good and I know you. You thought having a baby, we're busy with the baby. You thought, let me just get the credit card back out. He won't notice. A fly just landed on my face.
It did. It really did.
And I'm on to you. The packages stopped for a couple months. They're back. So I'm on to you. We need to, we're trying to be good, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. I know what happened. I got excited about these sweatpants jeans. I got another pair on. I bought three pairs. And I go, it's my, you know, I've bought a few pairs of pants once every 10 years. And this opened the floodgates and I regret. So now these are a sign of my financial demise. Because these opened the floodgates again and you started ordering. And I know that's true.
They did open the floodgates. And also what did is me just being like.
I made a baby
and I want some clothes that fit me. And so I'm just going to buy something. That's usually what I think when I'm purchasing the clothes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I almost just.
I just want to decorate the porch.
I almost.
Capitalism's out of control.
I almost just like booked it. And I thought, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, not permission. But I decided not to.
Yeah, probably because what? It's $1,000 and I was going to lose it.
$350 was the starting price.
$350 mm-hmm. to have some other blonde woman come decorate our porch. Mm-hmm. You're the blonde woman.
But I got to go buy all the pumpkins.
So like the fly problem. I go, and again, I'm proud of us. I don't know if anyone's. Do y'all do pest control, Derek?
We have a guy. It's not one of the door to door guys. It's like an old man that definitely has some poisoning in his lungs from it. But
he's solid. Looking. So I've long, similar to a dentist, I've long had the opinion of they're important. I don't, because they all get you hooked. We got to come out once a quarter. They're like, let's come out once a quarter. Your house is gonna fall down. Mm-hmm. And I just don't. So I've always been like, when I see bugs, I call them maybe once a year.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I have living proof of a decade of living in houses. That is enough. Mm-hmm. And, but every day they're like, now they're getting more and more aggressive. I was like, I just want you to come out once. They're like, we don't, it's either you sign up for life or we don't. So I had to call multiple companies. Finally found one. And then I was like, specifically, we have a fly problem. She's like, okay, great. For flies, you got to sign up for, you know, so I got a deal now. You give us hundreds of dollars and we'll come up every quarter and we have to come to the fly. And I go, I just want you to come once. She's like,
we're not going to have flies in the winter.
Yeah.
We're just not.
I go, I know how bugs work. The flies go away in just a couple months. I just need a quick fix until it's cool enough where these flies go away. And she's like, oh, well, we can't do that. But we agree to have a guy come out and shout out. That's why you get the actual employees, you know, salt of the earth men.
Yeah.
So they came out and he goes, oh, this ain't going to fix your fly problem. So I don't want to waste your money. We won't spray. Just buy this on Amazon.
Yeah. He was
bought a $20 thing on Amazon. It's fixed.
Really nice guy.
We've reduced our flies by 90%. Just got this one buddy in the studio keeping us company.
Mm-hmm.
It knows where the camera line is because it keeps getting right in there.
Oh, I do think we might have two. We might have two.
Oh, no.
And this is our life. And this is what you guys get to. Oh, they're multiplying. There's three. There's three. Oh, there's four.
Oh. Wait.
They're kind of following you. Wait. So I want to get that clip.
They're from your recently? Office. They're from your recently? Office.
Katie, how's my skin? How's my skin, by the way?
It's honestly amazing.
Dude, my boys, you want to talk about being in your 30s? My boys texted our group text, anyone do any skincare?
Oh.
And one of their friends said, low key, I almost like complimented Trina's skin recently, but I thought that'd be weird.
Oh, wow. Oh. What have you been doing?
G-U. That's how I say it, right? J-I-Y-U. G-U. It's, and I didn't know this. You know this. Women know this. It's Korean skin.
Yes.
That's the thing right now. I mean, Koreans got it figured out.
It's always, Koreans have always had the skincare figured out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just kind of like, so it's making its way over here.
Okay. Well, yep. GU is a, that's why I have these Korean skincare products. So they sent us some. I've been using it. Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I use like, you know better than me. What's the, I have a pad. It's okay, look.
Like a toning pad.
Every pad is saturated with 8 clinically backed Korean skincare activities. Niacinamide. I don't, no, wait, no. That was not in Korean. I thought it was Korean. Okay, sorry. Yeah, so that's an actual English word. I'm sorry. Okay. But anyway, yes. It has 8 different clinically backed Korean skincare activities that do all sorts of stuff. And I'm using the lotion. My skin's killing.
It is.
Over 650,000 happy customers. Do you like it too?
Yeah, I do. I love it. I like it because it's actually, I've been using it and I'm breastfeeding and I can use it. And sometimes skincare, you can't do that. So.
Oh, another perk.
Yeah.
For a limited time. GU is having a crazy deal for our listeners. Not only is their Glow Up bundle up to 45% off right now, but our listeners can get an additional 20% off plus free shipping. Use our code CORRECTOPINIONS. One word, CORRECTOPINIONS at JIYUSKIN.com. That's GUSKIN.com. And use code CORRECTOPINIONS for an additional 20% off. JIYUSKIN.com. After you purchase, tell them we sent you, support our show. So right now, 45% off plus an additional 20% and free shipping. GUSKIN.com, code correct opinions.
So once again, my coffee on the side of the couch spilled again this morning.
It did?
Yeah.
I missed it.
I know.
It's amazing. Now, massive spills, which you don't even alert me of anymore.
Every time. But thankfully, I have a machine washable rug because if we didn't, it would be pretty gross at this point, honestly.
It's amazing how we moved to this house and at first you're like, let's make it all chic and beautiful. You're like, everything in our house has to be able to go in a washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tumble Rug, proud new sponsor alert. Tumble Rugs feature a proprietary. That's tough. Can you say that word? Yeah, I knew you.
Proprietary. Proprietary. Spill proof surface that causes liquids to bead up on top of the rug.
So, instead of soaking into the fibers like most rugs, you can just wipe off the spills in seconds. It's basically magic. Mm-hmm. When you need a deeper clean, Tumble Rugs are fully machine washable, even the larger ones. Just remove the rug from the pad, toss in the washer. I mean, it's a game changer for anyone who's, kids. You just spill a lot.
Anything.
Pets.
Yeah.
Maybe my favorite part, and Katie's for sure. They look good.
They look good. And one of my favorite parts is that they're non-toxic materials.
Are you crunchy?
Yes. And I actually really have looked into that when I'm buying my rugs. And so these are a really good find. They're machine washable. They're non-toxic. I mean, what else do you need?
Living rooms, kitchens, entryways, hallways, kids' rooms. They got options. They'll look good anywhere in your home. So if it sounds like you need this, machine washable rugs made better, go right now. For a little time, our listeners get 10% off plus free shipping at tumbleliving.com/correctopinions. That's TUMBLE living.com slash correct opinions. I can't read. So go right now, 10% off plus free shipping. After your purchase, tell them we sent you. Please support us. TumbleLiving.com/correctopinions. 10% off, free shipping.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
I don't know if you saw this because I feel like you'd really like it. There was a comment last week that someone said that your arms are looking pretty jacked.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, Derek, I'm getting shredded.
Attaboy. That's good.
Tell him. Describe my body.
It's like rock hard.
Oh my gosh.
Like your muscles.
Thank you. And I'm still doing it. How's your, and then the Katie's doing a little fitness challenge now. This is a hack. Any parent out, if you're, I'm too busy. This, I think I've unlocked a cheat code here. I've just been doing like a thing with my buddies. Accountability is helpful. But like, you know, we did something like 100 push-ups, 50 pull-ups, 100 sit-ups a day.
Nice.
And so do you just kind of like have a moment or something when you drop and do 30 push-ups. You just kind of keep track of it. It's very doable. And then you have to be smart. And you kind of like, there's like one or two days where I was lazy and didn't do any. And so after bedtime, I had to do like all of it. And you're like, well, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But to just throughout the day, kind of knock it out. And it does.
That's actually good. Work. I should text some of the girls to see if they would do it with me.
Like you said, something realistic, postpartum. You're going to do like some body squats, and some girls like to do that thing where they. They like fake pee to work their little booty.
I'm not doing that. I'm doing bird dogs.
Bird dogs
are better for
my little bird dog.
Where you like are off, you're like, it's like a tabletop, and then you lift opposite arm, opposite leg.
Yeah, when you just have a moment, you drop and hit 20.
So
let's go. It's a cheat, but I'm still dialing it in. In my journey to get jacked, you know, I've never had this much protein. And how do you get protein? They love the dairy whey protein powder. I've mentioned this a little bit. Cottage cheese, Greek yogurt. There's just undoubtedly, we've figured it out. I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've always kind of known that, but there's just no doubt about it. When you got a big old bowl of cottage cheese for lunch, and then you something on the toilet that creates a swarm of flies, you know you're lactose intolerant. You know you're lactose intolerant. Stray. No doubt about
gosh.
It. And funny. I apologize.
You tried to be like, we had teriyaki salmon last night for dinner, and he tried to be like, what did you feed us? And I was like, yeah, it was not the dinner that the healthy dinner I made for you. It was definitely the bowl of cottage cheese.
I made
cheese.
The dinner.
The dinner that I
you
provided,
supplied.
Supplied.
Yes, you're the supplier.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you. You had the meat thawed.
It was thawed all the way. It was questionable.
It's a funny ongoing frustration where we have a thing planned. And Katie says she'll thaw the meat, and she's forgotten to do it 20 times now. Yeah. And of course, we're busy, whatever, but it's funny. You're like, and she's always like, it's fine. It'll like, just cook it ice cold frozen. I go, no, that's not how it works. It's going to be, we did that once with some shrimp and made the worst shrimp of all time. Okay, let's get to a few submissions. How long has this been going? I am
35.
This is the most we talk throughout the week, by the way. I did a little bit on stage where last week, as we were laying down for bed, we finally get maybe an hour where everything's asleep, and we just, you know, we do shows, and I go, let's just talk. And you and I attempted a conversation.
We did this on the podcast. We attempted it. We like replayed it on the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your submissions. TreyKennedy.com/correct opinions. TreyKennedy.com/correct opinions. We love hearing from you guys. We have a few more today. Let's get to them. Hey guys, my husband and I are weeks away from entering the newborn season a second time. I was wondering what you both do to stay in healthy connection with God during busy seasons like this. More specifically, Trey. How do you and Katie connect with each other? Oh. Why is she more specifically me? She feels like I'm maybe struggling to do that more.
I can't tell if she thinks that you're doing a better job at it.
Right.
Or if she thinks you're struggling anymore. I don't know.
How do you and Katie connect with each other during the newborn season and God spiritually? And Katie, how do you make time for reading the Bible and prayer without feeling like it's rushed or another thing to check off the list? Wow. Deep.
Those are all very good questions.
Dude, it's so funny because we had a great, our mornings, we'd wake up. Before kids, we'd wake up, coffee. We'd walk down to the bakery and grab maybe a toast. I'd put on a little music, read our Bibles, read a novel. Recently, I was like, we've gone on and off doing this good. Like, let's read our Bibles. And our cute little kids will grab their toddler Bible. And like, mm-hmm. Let's read our Bible. And then you're reading it. And then my daughter runs over and rips a page out of my Bible. And you're like, I was like, are you possessed? You know? Yeah. And then she's like, no. And you're like, oh. And then we. We have touch points of praying together. Meals, bedtime, the kids' bedtime, our bedtime.
Yeah.
That's all we got, man.
And then.
We do our best.
In the past 2 months, I feel like we have not been reading the Bible. But I will say what I feel like I've come before. I feel like we need to get back into the swing of it. But I feel like just really realizing that just trying to do it, even when the kids are like busy and crazy, like you maybe read, you know, one or two lines and that's something. And the kids are seeing you do it and that's something. And it just kind of refocuses you. It's not going to be this like perfect, let me read this chapter and think about it and whatever. It's going to be, I read a few things. I'm thinking about this. Let's pray. The kids are seeing it. It's kind of, and that's just, I think, what it's going to be for a little bit.
But. Yeah. And I'm not necessarily saying it's a thing to check off the list is necessarily bad. It's like, you have to be disciplined and do it. And it is sometimes you do just kind of like, I got to check in and do it. Even if it's not going to be this beautiful moment or whatever. Yeah. It's a discipline. That's cute too. And a good reminder too, when the kids are kind of like pointing to, I love when like our parents are here or something. And Thomas is like, this is Daddy's Bible. I'm like, that's, our parents got to be thrilled with that. Because it's like, I know it. You can imagine if he's like, what's this?
Yeah, he'd be like,
has it been that long? We need to. And it's cute. Like, that's our special. Don't mess with that. Because, you know, I just rip all the pages out of it.
Yeah. And as far as I think us connecting, this is what I feel. And I don't know if I think I've said this before. But in that newborn stage, I actually think it's really bonding when we are getting up and like doing the feeds together and at night, because we try to not
we pray
no the feeds with the baby
oh yeah.
Because I just feel like you're kind of like, it just really makes you feel like you're in it together. You kind of, you know, the struggles you guys are both kind of doing. I don't know, it just, we tried to not do it together with Eva, I think like the first week she was born. And I really just felt like we felt disconnected because mm-hmm. on top of it, it's like sometimes the only time you really get, we got together.
I am so, but it's what we're doing. It's what's working, but it's such a bummer I spend the first 2 hours of my day without you.
I know
but you have to sleep, but it's a bummer.
It'll change. But I do think, especially in those first like 2 weeks, I don't think that's sustainable. Like we're not doing that right now, but like those first couple of weeks, I do feel like it's really bonding.
Last night I led the prayer and you shut down somebody. You said, dear Lord, do not listen to what he's saying.
I did, yeah. Because you were praying some crazy
things. No, I wasn't. What did I pray? Yeah, see, not that crazy. You can't remember.
You did. You said,
I prayed for a miraculous event.
You
pray big prayers, they say.
It was a little disturbing. You prayed that maybe our kids wouldn't be able to speak for one day or something.
I prayed for a miraculous event that our toddlers would be. There's stories throughout the Bible where God kept people silent.
I don't like this at all.
And I thought, dear Lord, keep them happy, but a miraculous event where they're silent for a day. Really, I pray big prayers.
We would be in the emergency room if our children woke up and couldn't talk for a day.
Not with my God. Hi, Trey, Katie, Derek, and all three Kennedy babies. I've been listening since the beginning and saw you live in Grand Prairie a few years back. Thank you. I wanted to see you last time you were in Dallas, but you're in town the same weekend as Nate, and your dates dropped after his. You know, parents can't pay for both. Yeah, that was a sore subject on my agent. Hey, you booked me the same weekend as the all-time greatest selling comedian. And it showed. Anyway, she goes, I've been married for 13 years, together for 21. What took them so long? And we have two boys, 5 and 9. Anyway, I've noticed the majority of the disputes that arise between my husband and I come to two foundational disagreements. One, he prioritizes timeliness and I prioritize quality. Sorry, sounds like a husband and wife here. She goes, yeah, he just likes to do things fast. I like to do it good.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Two, he considers a task complete when a problem has been resolved, and I consider the task complete when the tools, products of other items used to complete the task have been returned to the rightful places. No, he thinks it's done when, like, he leaves a mess still, and I think it's, like, done when he puts it all back. We're just different people. She says, like, example, if he replaces the air filter, he'll leave the ladder and the old filter, and he'll say, done. So she says, I'm wondering which camps you and Katie fall into. Or do you have your own patterns? Thanks again. Love the pod. Super sad we lost Jake, but I think giving Katie a larger role was the right call. Katie, you. Also, you're wrong about dogs.
Oh.
Thank you a little too early.
Yeah.
She's doing bird dogs.
Bird dogs, yeah. What do you think?
I'm probably more like her and you're like the guy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like everyone, to leave stuff.
Everyone heard like our kitchen stuff. Talk from a few weeks ago where you like clean the kitchen, but you leave it like 90% done.
Dude, I told you the other night I was cleaning the kitchen and I was twice tempted. There was like a... Dude, being a dude, it's funny. And I catch myself and I wanted to be honest about it. It was like, you know, a weird half, like a little bit of corn left. And I knew I should put that in a Tupperware and put it. But in my head, I was going to go, I'll leave it because I kind of want to clean it up. And I'll say to her, like, I'm not sure what you want to do with the corn. Yeah. And that's what a guy does, don't they?
That's so weak.
And you came out as clean. I was honest with you. I said multiple things. I almost went, this will be a good BS thing to kind of make me not do it. When it boils down to it, and I didn't do it.
Wow. Good job for pushing through those thoughts. I'm proud of you. Yeah. I guess that is a little bit of a stereotype what they're doing, but it just depends. I would not say that's the stereotype for like your parents. Like your dad wouldn't like, I feel like he very much would clean things up and get it all set and ready. But I do feel like that's probably stereotype for a lot of men and women.
Well, you know, men will live in filth and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah.
But you guys, I don't know why. You guys just like stuff cleaner.
A fly flew right past right when you said that.
Well, Katie's house.
Gross.
Hi, Trey, Katie, and Derek, longtime listener. Love your pod and look forward to it every week. Had to call out Trey this time. For his comment about honey in the recent episode. It reminded me of his recent complaint about sugar being so bad for the human body. And I'm here to let you know he's got a bad take. First of all, Katie was right. She mentioned the difference between regular white sugar and cane sugar. And you totally talked over her. Simple answer. White sugar is full of chemicals and bleaches. Equals bad. Cane sugar. Mentally processed. Natural ingredient. Good in moderation. Honey has been eaten since the beginning. Remember Jesus and John the Baptist eating honey? And well, they also ate locust. Are you doing that? Anyway, long tirade just to prove a point. Okay. You're right. Eat a locust and I'll say you're right.
Are locusts and cicadas the same thing? They got to be related, right?
Related. Cicadas. I never thought we'd talk so much about cicadas in our house. They bring it up every day.
They do.
And... anyway, long tired to prove a point. Thank you, family, and Derek for being understanding enough to let Trey read this on the pod. Thanks ever so much for the laughs. Thank you for writing in. Okay, that's fair. I don't know if I fully knew that. Do it like the sugar in our pantry, is it organic cane sugar? That's why it looks kind of weird.
It's why it's kind of brown, yes.
Crunchy girl.
Not always, but, you know, you make those swaps where you can.
Okay, fine. That part I was wrong about. Cane sugar versus honey, same thing. I guess that's argument because they're like, it's not processed at all, but it's okay to process something. It's okay.
I guess
to squeeze the sugar out of a cane plant and turn it into granules. That's okay.
Yeah. I think there could be a process where it's like fine. Right. But I think that for the most part, when you say process, they're like doing something weird to it. They're changing it.
Well, yeah, that's where it gets weird, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, should we deep fry some food this weekend?
Oh, I actually kind of was surprised you didn't like want to offer to do that.
Deep fry stuff?
Yeah, since you did it recently and your family's coming to town.
It would be fun to do. Bro, it's the war on seed oils. Do we buy that? Are we that worried about seed oils? Vegetable oil, is it that bad versus...
I haven't like done a deep dive in it, honestly.
Because... boiling all our food in a vat of avocado oil costs $34.
Yeah. Which, you know, I feel like ultimately the food was probably still cheaper than getting it out at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Around the probably. Same price. I don't know. We need to look into that. But I guess the downside is we don't have an actual fryer. So it would take you a very long time to fry all the food for all of us.
Well, I'd learn. I could go a little faster, but yeah, it would take some time.
Yeah.
I have to get two vats going.
Yeah.
We need to buy a full fryer.
No.
Just fry stuff all the time.
No. Okay. We can get an air fryer. We still don't have one of those.
We should probably do that. It's time. We've been worn down enough. Okay. Hi, Trey. Yeah. So, hi, Trey, Katie, and Family Man Derek, listener for a few years. This is my first time writing in. Well, thank you. Trey, I always have appreciated your opinions on baby names. Excuse me. I'm in a bit of a baby name dilemma. And would love to receive the whole pod's input as experienced parents. My husband and I are not finding out the gender of our baby, so we have to have two names ready to go. We really like a girl name and a boy name that both begin with the letter M. The issue is both our names start with M. All my husband's siblings have M names, and his sister is married to an M name. Per his parents, they didn't mean to do all M's at first. They just used the names they liked, and with his youngest sibling, they picked an M, so she wouldn't be left out. I feel like if we name our first an M name, we have to commit to all M's if we're blessed with more children. Am I overthinking this, or if we use an M name or for the first one or two, will future non-M kids notice and care? Also, this is the first grandkid on the M side, but my sister-in-law is due in December after us, and if they have a boy, they have an M name picked out. Choosing a name for the rest of someone's life is tough. Additional dilemma after this one, I Googled our favorite non-M boy name with our last name, and it is the name of someone who made Nazi medals.
Oh my gosh, what?
Is this something they can overcome, or should we not get our baby canceled before they have a chance? Thank you. Love the podcast. This is fantastic. Wow. The first letter, I don't know if I've ever heard of it, spanning generations.
I have not. That is impressive.
Here's my take. I think when I see a family, they go, we're Paul, Penelope, and these are our kids. Prince, Princeton. Yeah, P's. I made this really difficult on myself. Let me start over. This is Carly and Chris and our kids, Cash, Kingston, and Katie. I go, that annoys me a lot. But if they go, these are my parents, Carl and Christina, and this is my kid, Coco, I go, we got three generations of C names? That's kind of a baller move.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I go, whoa.
Wow, really switched
you
it
go,
up there.
Welcome to our family reunion. There's 17 people here with the first name starts with an M. I go, hey, you committed to it.
The M names are going to start to get a little probably out there, though.
Yeah, like you said, she's going to have to start naming them after Nazis. So, you know, you run into this problem.
I was really worried with the name Otto. That's a very German name.
Mm. Yeah, there's definitely some bad Ottos in history. There's no doubt, but your kid's doing great.
I mean, I just think...
I mean, don't you agree? If they have two kids with M and the third kid doesn't have an M and he has 79 relatives with the first name M, I think that kid would be like, what the heck?
Yeah, I do. What in the world? I do agree with that.
That would be impossible. I'm the youngest and I'm freaking Jack. Everyone's an M.
Yeah, I think you could still name your first with an M, but I don't know. You can't.
I think you're all in or all out.
You're right. So you have to decide now. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And Trey thinks it's cool. I'm undecided.
Oh. Undecided? Need some time to think.
Yeah. But, you know, if it's special to your family, I mean, I think that I'm about to lose it.
I cannot believe how much this fly is terrorizing us. And it's, oh, you're seeing it on the camera, right?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, what a crazy.
They've changed. They've changed. They're way less scared of humans.
Trey, do you think it's cool if all the female names end in us?
Us?
Yeah.
Like Clara?
And yep. And like Aaliyah and Becca and Elena.
Is that what y'all did? See, yeah, that's kind of cool because that's slid past. Well, yes. If you met your family, they said this is da da da, then you put it together. Yeah, that's a little more undercover. I like that.
That's it.
So was it an accident? You went, hey, this is Clara Leah, and you go, we accidentally did it.
Yeah, and then Elena, we knew we had to do it.
Yeah.
So it was.
Yeah. I didn't pick up on that at all. So that's a little more sly.
We have another boy. What in the world would we name him? It was all we could do to come up with Miles.
I have no idea.
Are you embarrassed when we tell people the reason? Be honest.
Embarrassed?
Do people go behind our back and they go, that's the reason?
I mean, maybe.
I feel like they do. Go Miles, because our foundation of our marriage, our family has been traveling many miles. You know, people go, golly.
I think that if people
they do
think it's weird, they just probably are like, why are they even saying that? Just don't even say anything at all. That's probably what they're thinking.
Mm. Top three things people say behind our back.
I bet people say that they think that I like, you make me do a lot of things, like that I don't stand up for myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that was probably formerly true, but you seem like a tough old.
You think that it changed now? You think people don't think that anymore? I mean, I don't like that people thought that.
I think it's reversed now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bet people go to their house and they go, she wears the pants.
How does that make you feel? Good. Oh. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I bet that you say that a little bit. I think people know you're scary.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People might go, well, that's what's nice. You know, when you're put on the internet like this, people, they insult us, you know, they just type it up.
Right. They just put it out there. So, yeah.
Which is a low key a perk. You go, I know what people think.
There's no guessing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is send us all the submissions. Want to hear from y'all. Traykin.com/correct opinions. Pull up these clips, Derek. I got a couple great clips before we get to a TikTok trends segment. And then, okay, so this is a cute reel. Check this out. This says, how do I explain this to someone without kids?
I'm going to make you some pancakes, okay? Would you like blueberry pancakes or strawberry pancakes?
Strawberry pancakes. They're my favorite color.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to make... Are you sure you want pancakes? Are you sure you want strawberry pancakes?
Yes, I want strawberry pancakes.
Pretending or are you serious?
Serious.
I'm making the pancakes right now. Are you sure you want strawberry pancakes? Is this what you wanted?
Yeah.
Yes, you want strawberry pancakes. Savin, are you sure you want pancakes?
Yeah.
Strawberry pancakes with bananas on the side. Banana pancakes with strawberries on the side. Let's say a prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I have strawberries inside.
It really does. Let's try our strawberry pancake, right? Yummy strawberries. Did you take a bite? Let's take a bite.
No.
Let's grab it with our fork.
No.
So, can you eat it?
No.
Please?
No.
Look at these yummy bananas.
No.
Do you want me to put syrup on it?
No. Can you take my Band-Aid off?
Let's try strawberry and then I'll take that off.
No. That.
Savvy.
That's why
I'm gonna make you some pancakes.
I give up on cooking.
Would you like blueberry pancakes or
dude? It's so crazy. Our boy, he goes, but I changed my mind. Like he learned that phrase. He's like, he just learned, oh, I just changed my mind. He goes, but I changed my mind. I go, no. Dude,
yeah.
It's so I've done that. You, throughout the process, you go, I'm again, you're
this is, I, what this we're is making.
Will
this
be
is
made and you're gonna eat it. He goes, yes. And they see it and they're like, no, absolutely not. Get that away from me. It's unbelievable. They're just little kids.
I want some strawberry pancakes.
Yeah, those look good. That's what's nice. If he doesn't eat them, I go, well, mommy put it down.
She was like mashing those strawberries herself, putting them in there.
That looked beautiful.
That looked amazing.
Like red pancakes. And we and then, or he just learns, he goes, I don't want him. Why? He's like, this is the way God made me.
Yeah. That's his new phrase. I don't know and maybe I said that because I was talking about like actual, like, you know, this is how God made us. Like, and he uses that now. And now Eva has picked up on it. This little 1-year-old girl is over there saying,
that God made me.
That God made me. Eva, stop doing that. I said, yeah. I'm like, Eva, stop slamming the door. That's how God made me. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Yeah. Oh, that's so brutal. Okay, we got one more clip here. One of my favorites, Daniel Tosh.
It's funny because my wife says that my daughter, who, you know, will throw these fits, and she's like, well, that's exactly what you do. And I'm like, oh, we're just creating the same people over and over?
That's exactly what you do.
I can't get my daughter to do anything. Like if I say, I'm like, hey, she's like, she wants a snack. I'm like, oh, just say please. And then she just won't. She's like, I don't want a snack.
My daughter does the same thing.
It's like, I'm like, just say please and I'll hand you anything you want to eat. And she's like, you're not going to make me say please.
So good. I love it.
Just right in my, it's the rudest thing ever. I'm like, just say please. And then now there's been a line drawn and I'm not letting go. Nope. And she's just like looking at me and she'll start just crying. And then my wife comes in like, what's wrong? I'm like, she wants a snack. And I said she can have anything. She just has to say please. And she won't say please. And then my wife is like, just say please. And she, ah, you too. Like,
just create more of us.
I mean, we just said that. And Thomas is a little you.
I get, yeah, it's the he'll sit in the back of the car. He'll say, I want, I don't know. He's like, I want to watch a show. We're on a road trip. We're not watching a show. So I want a show. No show. There's quite literally a time I counted. He said it 42 times. I go, okay, just ignore him. He goes, I watch a show. I want to watch a show. Every 5 seconds he said that for 5 minutes. and you're going, there's no way he's going to say it another time.
Relentless.
There's no way. Cause you would give it up. But me, I go, I'm just going to say this till I pass out. Yep. And you go, yeah, that'll serve him well in some days, you're just, yeah. That little girl, say please. She's like, no, forget it. And he's done that to me before. You, dude, if you do this right now, I'll give you your snack. And he'd be like, forget the snack.
Yeah.
I go, oh my gosh, you little lunatic.
I feel like Thomas actually does that a lot where he's just kind of like, oh, well then, yeah, I don't want the snack. I don't really want the game.
The bounce house. I go, maybe we return the bounce house. He goes, return it then.
Yeah.
Like called my bluff. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, you're 3.
Also, is Daniel Tosh blind? Because his glasses looked super thick.
Maybe. Good observation.
Yeah. I feel like they need to adjust the reflection on the glasses.
Hey, poor guy's got bad vision.
It's more so just, it was very distracting.
Can I show you guys a clip of My Little Mini-Me?
Please.
Oh, yes.
I would absolutely love this. What do we got here?
This was...
Oh, I saw this on your story.
Some water toy for our listeners. His daughter has a water toy, is like crouched over to squirting it against her goggles. Yeah, that was funny. You said there's the little me in her.
Yeah, I was like, you know, she has a lot of friends. She's a hard worker. She's good at sports. She gets good grades. But every once in a while, my genes come out.
Yeah, a little, just spraying it. spraying in her mouth.
That's so funny.
That's fantastic. You're like, she good over there? That is funny when you see it. I'm like, Katie and our boy are clearly type B. I'm type A. I got my daughter. She's found a little speck. She goes, I cleaned that up. And she ran over, got a towel, and cleaned this tiny speck off the like counter. I was like, thank goodness. That will help to reduce the fly population.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little more of her energy in the house.
Yeah.
It will. And Katie, flies, don't raccoons.
That's not my energy. Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's get to, how long are we going?
Hour five.
Quick segment. You ever, this is a TikTok trend. Ready, Katie?
Okay, I'm ready.
This is a trend going around. It's like seeing if you could survive as a man.
Oh, okay.
So I have a quiz for you. You just answer the best of your ability. Okay. Ready? Seeing if my wife can survive as a man. Question one. Your best buddy goes and gets a dramatic haircut. What do you do?
Make fun of him.
Wow, great job. Even if he's really excited about it? What if he's really excited about it? And it's like, guys, I'm kind of nervous. What do you think? What do you do?
You still make fun of him.
Bingo. You do great. Okay, mm-hmm. Question two. Your friends compliment your shirt. What's your reaction?
Be mean to them.
No. You want to take another guess?
You really, I don't know. You really like it. It makes you feel really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in person, you go, oh, thanks. But then deep down, you go, nothing's ever meant more to me.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You assemble furniture and there's a few leftover screws. What's your reaction? What do?
You say you have a little mini tantrum and then you throw them away.
Well, close. More like you're confident in your work and you go, well, I'm sure it'll be fine. And you throw them away.
Mm-hmm. They gave extras.
Yeah, you have extras. Yeah. You put in the extras pile. Mm-hmm. So it was close. You talk to your best friend for the first time in 6 months. Is it A, awkward? B, we should do this more often. C, just right.
Just right.
Yes. Almost better that way. You finish peeing and realize you were kind of impatient and went ahead and put it back in and you low-key peed your pants. What do you do next?
If you're in a public bathroom, you probably stand under the dryer.
That's incorrect. You shrug your shoulders and say, it'll dry. And go on about your day. Last question. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your best bud, who's recently got a house and he shows you the garage. What do you say? A, this is good. Good, nice garage. B, clutter in here, dude. You need it organized. C, we could drink some beers in here.
C.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes. And a bonus question. If your buddy shows you any place ever he owns, if a property of any sort, what do you say?
We could drink some beers here.
Yes. Great answers.
Mm-hmm. It's like I'm a dude. Yeah.
You do great. Those are good. Okay. Thank you, Recties, for listening to us every week. And we got to go kill some flies and take care of children, but should be no problem for Farmer Katie.
I'm ready for the day. Yep.
Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. As a fellow dude, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling in your butt? That's because you're probably using the dry stuff to wipe. Wet, extra-large, flushable dude wipes get what toilet paper leaves behind in your behind. You wouldn't clean the tail end of your truck with dry paper towels. So why would you wipe with dry toilet paper? Wetter just cleans better. There are no more dingleberries, no more itch and irritation, just a deep, down the seam, confident clean. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole. Drop the toilet paper. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude Wipes, best clean, pants down.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.